drawing room over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. Methyl ethyl is described as an expression of the subconscious. Born in the heat of the Australian Perth summer in various bedrooms, we'll explore that. Jake Webb returns to the same space for his third album, Triage. Jake Webb, welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here with you.
That's good. I'm glad we've established that you're happy.
Yes. Well, yeah, I guess so.
How happy?
Oh, as
zero
happy
to
as
10?
One could be. I think we're up there in the 8.5
sort of region. Oh, good. As long as you get over that, I'm always, it has to be over 8 though, or I worry. So who or what is methyl ethyl?
I suppose methyl ethyl is for me, it's like a culmination of all of the musical interests that I suppose I've kind of gained over the years, things like that. And also a way for me to just make music the most free way I can think of, even though it's got a name to it, it sort of allows me to just make things that please me,
That's fascinating. So how do you feel like there is, no boundary? Like how do you make that happen?
I guess I just choose to not put any restriction on it and try to follow the direction that I think that I feel like I want to go with it,
Talk me through what the album Triage is. As I've read that it's drawing from experiences that have been erased in time. What do you mean?
Well, that's how I think experience kind of just grows and morphs, I suppose, like changes over time. And I think when it comes to making music, let's say without lyrics, so nothing that anybody can, from an outside perspective, sort of put like any kind of meaning directly on. It is just made through experience, really, I think. So even though that sort of is a bit of a biography for the music, I think that's kind of just how all my music's made anyway.
So why was it important to find closure with Triage?
Well, I think sort of what I was saying before about following my own instinct, it's a way of me, I often think that once you say, you say something out loud, you kind of hold yourself accountable to it. So by me saying that this third record is a closure of sorts, it's kind of forcing me to close a chapter on a way that I have been perhaps making music or some maybe themes that I was drawing upon and look forward to something fresh for the next thing that I do.
So has, this album, does it bring you any kind of sense of truth? Because obviously it's an exploration for you too.
It's more, it's more of, it's not an exercise in trying to bring truth or trying to reveal the answers or trying to sort of show me what the secrets are or what that's like. It's more of that is a way of focusing perhaps like a lot of abstract thought and abstract ideas and the feeling it gives me, So it's kind of almost hard to put too much of like a narrative to it all for me because it's all just a bit chaotic like that.
I mentioned the Perth summer, various bedrooms. Tell me about that music making process.
The process is, it's been kind of a nomadic studio life over the past few years. And I've quite literally just the other day, as in yesterday or the day before last, moved out of another house, packed up the studio and planned to move onwards. So I think 3 months at a time is probably the amount of good work I can get out of one place.
That's so interesting.
I don't know.
What happens?
I don't know. I start to feel like, I feel like a space can add just as much. Inspiration is a bit of a clunky word.
That's all right, you can use it.
So, like, there's something I get out of being in a space,
Is it – so if it's a three-month sort of time frame, it makes me think that it must be something to do with the freshness or being somewhere new.
Yeah,
right?
I think so, yeah. And I do love moving around, and that's what I enjoy about touring is just seeing new places, and there's something about – I don't know.
Does it feel like it gets stale if it goes past
Yeah, absolutely. Then? Absolutely. I say this being someone who has lived in Perth all of their life – it's not to say that there isn't somewhere else, maybe, you know, in the in my future, but moving around at least.
And you don't find that destabilizing?
No, I think that's exactly what I look for. Shake it up a little bit. Mm.
So does it make you feel anxious or nervous, or do you?
Yeah, I think the staying in one place for too long
makes you feel anxious and nervous.
Yeah.
You get cabin fever.
Yeah.
We're going to hear one of your tracks now. What have you picked for us?
Post Blue.
What's Post Blue all about?
It's a song that I think, not that I can say what it's about. Actually, it kind of, for me, ties into what we've been talking about moving to the next place and I guess leaving things behind at the same time and feeling perhaps bad about leaving things behind, but knowing that's not necessarily what I need. But it also is, it's a song that's got bits of old songs that I'd had. So it's a sort of a kind of collage of the way that I've been making music in the past and the way I've made it in last year, how I was working.
All right, let's hear it. This is Methyl Ethyl with Post Blue. So in terms of the technical element, if we can nerd out just for a minute, how do you record your music? What's the process actually, you know, logistically like?
Let's say using this song as an example, it was sort of demoed in the middle of the night, sort of stream of conscious with a recording into a phone, a memo. I took that memo, put it into Ableton, like a digital workstation, kind of constructed the song from there in pieces. But it's basically... It's as you would imagine. I recorded it at home or wherever I am. Play the drum. Record
on a smartphone involving voice memo.
Voice memo, exactly.
Really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
That was for this one, and that's how I sort of. It's quick enough to let the idea present itself without having to set anything up. I think that's the main thing for me. It's having everything set up so it's just record as quickly as possible so as to not get in the way.
You mentioned middle of the night. Is that so that when something good happens, you have one of those eureka moments like, oh, this good thing's happening. There's just no delay in terms of being able to...
A little bit. If I can
capture it?
If I can motivate myself enough to go and capture it. But I think in this instance, it was more I was already awake and like playing music.
In terms of music and the way that it's developed in your own life, you know, we've obviously talked about Perth. Do you come from a musical family?
Not really. My sister, who's older than me, she played classical piano from young age to high school. But that's as far as it goes, really. Apart from my parents both having an interest in music and enjoying listening to music, no one plays anything.
Did you listen to their music?
Yeah, absolutely. Still do.
What was their music?
The usual, the Beatles, Neil Young, who else? Cat Stevens, Van Morrison, a little smattering of Van Morrison here and there, yeah.
And have they always been encouraging to you to take on a musical life?
I would say a balanced life. So not focusing on one or the other would have been their advice throughout the years. They're very encouraging now. I think they can see how it can work. But just to do a multitude of things.
Give yourself a multitude of options.
Options is the correct word, I think, yeah.
Have you ever pushed back against that or do you kind of get it?
No, I get it, but I definitely have been pushing back the whole time, you know, because I feel the opposite. I feel like I have to focus on one thing. And I sort of, the old cliche of I feel like I believed in myself more than anybody else.
And it's that's not an old cliche. It's,
you don't think?
Well, I suppose it might be. But the idea of believing, like if you don't, who else is going to believe in you, right?
And there's that motivates me as well. Feeling like you're the only one who's really, you know, on your back about it. So.
And the doubt of others, does that motivate you?
100%.
Me too.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe there's something about battling against something that really gets you in there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the pushing back against expectations.
Yeah, totally. Still does and always will, I think. Mm. Yeah.
Kind of creates a fire in you.
Yes, definitely.
I always ask my musical guests to pick a song that they love. What have you chosen for us?
I've chosen Pagan Poetry by Björk.
What is it about this particular song that you like?
Well, I think so. It's kind of hard to pick one of her songs.
That's why I ask.
Yeah. So this one, I think in the context of this interview and talking about music, it's got some of the musical and textual elements that I really love in making music. So those sort of icy, metallic Glockenspiel dulcimer sounds. It's got, and also just like a really intense emotion to it, and I think that as a listener you can really tell on like see honesty. I think generally audiences can tell if people are like really, if an artist is really in it or not, and this really for me it always kind of gobsmacks me.
Thank you so much for coming in, Jake.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Jake Webb from Methyl Ethyl has been my guest in tonight's Drawing Room. For tour dates and venues for Methyl Ethyl, go to methylethyltour.com. Now, let's have a listen to the track that Jake has chosen for you to listen to. This is Pagan Poetry by Björk.